Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, October 24th. I'm Mark Daniels. We will start with Game 1 of the World Series at Fenway Park in Boston. And the Red Sox jumped all over the Cardinals for an 8-1 victory. They scored three runs in the first inning after Peter Cosma booted a double play ball that kept the bases loaded. Mike Napoli delivered a three-run double.
I love the stage. It's in the spotlight. I really enjoy this time of the year, I guess. But he's just going out there and getting the job done.
Sox almost got four more in the second. David Ortiz robbed of a grand slam home run by Carlos Beltran, who made the catch leaning over the wall, but he injured his hip on that play and did not return. Big Poppy would add a two-run shot later for the Red Sox, allowing John Lester to pick up the win, working 7 2/3 with 8 strikeouts without giving up a run. He says it was great to get the first one at home.
You want to make sure you hopefully get these wins. Going to St. Louis is going to be very tough. And you really have to bear down in these situations and try to get some play good baseball. And try to get some W's in front of the home crowd.
Adam Wainwright taking the loss for the Cardinals. He says he just didn't have it.
It was difficult from the first pitch on. Unfortunately, my delivery was completely out of sync from the start, and very, very uncharacteristically, I was not able to make an adjustment on the fly.
Cardinals averted the shutout with a Matt Holliday solo home run in the ninth, but manager Mike Matheny says that just wasn't us.
We had a wake-up call. That is not the kind of team that we've been all season. And they're frustrated, I'm sure embarrassed to a point. We get an opportunity to show the kind of baseball we played all season long, and it didn't look anything like what we saw tonight.
Game 2 in Boston, the Red Sox will send John Lackey against Cardinals rookie Michael Wacha on Thursday night. Local baseball, the Green Bay Bullfrogs organization has been sold. Titletown Baseball, led by President Jeff Royal, released the Bullfrogs franchise, selling it to the Northwoods League that'll take over operation. Royal brought the Bullfrogs into the Northwoods League 7 years ago, but the team, after making the playoffs in their first year of existence and again in 2011, had declining attendance over the last several years, third worst in the Northwoods League last year. The Royal did make several improvements to Joanne Stadium, including a new scoreboard, lighting system, and outfield decks. He had entertained the idea of trying to build a brand new ballpark for his team, but that never got off the ground, and Royal says after 7 years, it's time the Bullfrogs sold to the Northwoods League. The Milwaukee Bucks paid their annual preseason call on Green Bay, taking on the New York Knicks at the Rush Center on Wednesday night. And they get their first win of the preseason after 5 straight losses, 105-95. The final, new head coach Larry Drew finally getting one.
It feels good. It feels good. It feels even better that we, some of the things that we talked about wanting to do, we did them tonight. We had breakdown tonight as well, but we were able to withstand it and maintain our composure. We executed out of our timeouts, came up with some big stops defensively.
Caron Butler led the way with 24 points back in his home state. He says, even though we blew an 18-point lead late in the third quarter, we were finally rewarded.
Yeah, we wanted to come out and, be more aggressive and obviously more efficient, coming closer to the regular season and obviously being the first opponent that we play. And I thought we did a great job. We put our guard down for a minute. They got back into the game. We took the hit, and we bounced back.
OJ Mayo added 22. Gary Neal with 15. The Bucks will wrap up the preseason against Toronto at home. Open the regular season against the Knicks in New York next week. The NBA Finals are going back to the 2-2-1-1-1 format. NBA Board of Governors approving the change from the 2-3-2 format that had been in place for several years. Two games in the National Hockey League. The Ottawa Senators roughed up the Detroit Red Wings 6-1. Boston Bruins get by the Buffalo Sabres 5-2. Milan Lucic and Torrey Krug each with a couple of goals in that one. Green Bay Packers getting ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings, and a Minnesota Viking getting ready to go against his old team for the first time. After 7 years with the Packers, Greg Jennings left as a free agent over the offseason, but then had all kinds of interesting things to say about his old team. He questioned the leadership of Aaron Rodgers. He thought the club had brainwashed him and other players. Jennings met with Green Bay area reporters on a conference call from Minneapolis on Wednesday, and he had some explaining to do.
I have the utmost respect for that organization. I was just really razzing a little bit with Aaron, just knowing how he is and just going back and forth with some of the guys. But it wasn't meant to hurt anyone's feelings. It was just really messing around initially, and then everyone kind of blew it a little bit out of proportion.
He admits he took it a bit too far. He's reached out to several teammates, Aaron Rodgers not among them, and Aaron says, I'm not going to get drawn back into it.
You know what? Anything that's said by individuals or pundits out there that aren't in this locker room, I think I can speak for the guys. They don't really factor in our day-to-day lives. We don't spend energy thinking about those comments. You know, we try and stay focused on the guys in this locker room, on this team, and what do we got to do to get this team ready to play. And there's always going to be people out there saying stuff about myself or this team or Mike or Ted. And I think we've done a good job over the years of just staying focused on what we can control. And that's our preparation, and that's the way we play on Sundays.
And this week it'll be Sunday night at the Metrodome. JaMychal Finley expected to be released from the hospital on Thursday after suffering the neck injury against Cleveland last Sunday. Andrew Corliss is now going to step in as the starter.
I don't think that it changes too much as far as my approach. Professionals, we got to train hard every day. You know, train the same, so I don't think the approach changes.
One other Packer note, Tom Olenicek has been elected to the executive committee after the board of directors quarterly meeting on Wednesday. He's the son of former Packer president Dominic Olenicek, who led the franchise from 1958 through 1982. Olenicek has been a board member since 1986, and he will replace Ed Martin on the Packers executive committee. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.